Welcome to the Woman Leader Podcast with me, Ruby. My guest today is Rita Pakkolen. Rita is currently the Executive Director of Culture for All Service in Finland, which is a non-profit organization and the co-founder of Nordic Network for Norm-Critical Leadership. Prior to this, she has been part of Turku 2011 Foundation and also a researcher at University of Helsinki. She has a PhD in Scandinavian Literature with a gender studies focus. Welcome, Rita.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Rita, when we last spoke, you did say that you did not have a plan, like a real plan on being a leader, but it happened when you were offered the role at Culture for All. What would you say about women being in positions of power?
Yeah, I did not have a plan to become a director. And in many ways, when you were asking this question, I was thinking that, okay, being a female leader, director in the arts and culture field, it's not so dramatic in a way. The culture field in Finland is, there's a lot of women in the culture field, so it's, we are many. But then I was thinking that when I was at the university, I was working in an also environment where there was a lot of women. In majority of the students are women, like maybe 95% were women, female literature and language. But then when you go to the top, you start to see that there are, the percentage is very different. As a woman living in Finland, in a country where equity is quite strong, we are still not encouraged to become directors, to become leaders. So even though I'm working in a sector where there is a lot of women, we are not necessarily encouraged. So I think that when my hesitation to become a leader, it was partly something that had to do with me being a feminist and not really had been taught about being in that kind of position. But it was also about being a woman that has not been encouraged to be a leader.
A lot of the high positions are held by women.
And that is true. And then again, when you look at the real director, the people that are really in power, then suddenly there are more men. For example, when I started out, theater directors, museum directors, there was a lot of men. If you look at the percentage of how many women are studying the field and working in the field, so if you look at the percentage of how many people there are in the field, then suddenly when you go to the leadership position, it's more likely that a man has a career that ends up becoming a leader.
Yeah, but what you're saying is true. It's not how many women are leaders, but how many have got to be leaders. And you also mentioned about your previous experience where the leadership in the team was not very good. You having experienced this bad leadership, what would you do differently as a leader and where your team is concerned?
Well, I've done a lot of things differently and we are probably going into those very practical things. But I think the most important thing is that you, as a director, you become aware of yourself. You become aware of your dreams, about your desires, about your fears, to recognize what intimidates you. And to work with yourself, because I think that a lot of the things that when you have bad leaders, it's about they're not really paying attention to themselves. A lot of times they have bad self-confidence. They cover that up in their leadership. So they become micromanaging everything because they want to have power over everything. Become different when they have power, and you really have to be careful when you have power. You have to know what you are doing, and you have to become aware of yourself. I think that is the most important thing.
Yes, I think power does corrupt people in some way.
Yeah,
it does, and I think that's the reality. But Culture for All is a very diverse organization. And you have spoken a lot, I think, and you still speak a lot about diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging, and so much more. So what is Culture for All actually doing differently that other organizations can learn from? Because I know y'all are very diverse and y'all are doing what you say that you should be doing.
Thank you for saying that. Although I think that we could do better. I think that all the organizations can always do better. Of course, we have an equity plan, a plan that through which we monitor how we work. Doing norm-critical or inclusive work means also that that every single thing that you buy or every service that you have, every people you invite to speak, you always think through that that kind of diversity spectrum or accept like thinking about different groups that that your the things that you do should always represent the society in total. But then having said that, that we try to do this when in our organization, we could be more diverse also. I think that recruitment is a very important thing, that how do you recruit, who do you recruit, with whom do you cooperate in the recruitment processes, how do you lower the barrier, how can you be working in different languages, and how do you make your organization welcoming for everybody so that everybody feels that they are that you are an organization that is open for all. And how, and also, of course, for us, it's very important also that we are totally accessible in all different ways. Physically, the location we are in, the things we do, but also the way we communicate externally and internally. So these are very important factors. But again, having said that, you always can do more and should do more. And I think that that is also an important thing as a director to know and to remember that there is no way that you are going to be totally inclusive or that you can stop and think that, okay, now we've done it. Because yes, you always have to think, okay, what could we do better? How could we be more inclusive? Are we open enough? Do I see my blank spots? What do I not see? Who is excluded in the ways we work?
I think you all are a lot more inclusive and a lot more diverse than a lot of other organizations.
Yeah, I could add to that although I think that we are not diverse enough, and of course that because that is also a process, you know, your recruitment takes time, so there is not so many permanent positions we have that can be opened anytime. So every time a position is open, then you have to rethink and think how can you be more inclusive. But what you can do when you is that you the way you cooperate, and one of the things that we've been very happy about is that we have be trained diversity agents, that we have people who are professional within the arts and culture field with non-Finnish background, who are trained to become agents of change. And so we have trained them and we cooperate them. And so when we do not necessarily have the whole diversity in our organization, we still have a lot of people that we are cooperating with and who are also doing the training with us. So that is one way, is that the way you choose the people you work with and that you add more people to your team, even though not everybody is employed in your team.
Yes. And I have, of course, seen a lot of your diversity agent program, and it is very good and something that is needed in many parts of the world, not only Finland. I think finally, I would like to end with, how do you internally monitor your own actions as a leader? I'm sure someone who is new to leadership and who's new to power also could get some tips from this.
I think the first thing that you need, and I think that that goes also for smaller organizations, is that you need to have a plan, a strategy of how to work with equity within your organization. And that plan is something that you do together with your colleagues, your co-workers. It is something that you develop together. It's a tool for your daily life, a tool that you use all the time. Then I think that it's very important that the whole team is always involved in everything you do, even though the director has, in some cases, be the one who is making the choice, taking the decisions. There's also a lot of processes that need to be done together with your coworkers. So together with your coworkers, you plan what you want to do. You plan how you work. Our meetings, for example, we take in turns to be the chair of the meetings. And by that, we also, depending on who is the chair of the meeting, like the internal meeting, that also means that there are certain things that are become more important because that person feels that this is important. And so everybody comes with the things that are discussed on the agenda. The agenda is made by all of us. So it's not me who is deciding what is important in our organization. So also the way how we divide power within the organization, although there are, of course, things that I am responsible of and some decisions that I take, but there is a lot of decisions that we do take together. And I think that is really important too. And also to find a way that everybody in your organization can really fulfill themselves and that you really listen to what each one in the team has to say and what they can do and that is I think very, very important. As
everybody gets to get a sense of power in some way, and then it's not like it's exclusive to one person. Everybody has got it, and that almost gives it some kind of equality. In some sense, that everyone has a say in decision making. It's not every organization that has that. So it's a very good thing, a very good tip for someone, you know, who's new to this, that this could be one way of doing it as well.
Yeah, and also to that you together, well, it's very important that you also give up power in some ways and talk about power within the organization. You have to talk about also all the difficult things. That is part of the equity planning work, that you talk about difficult things and you make up safer space guidelines, you talk about racism, you talk about the values that are in your organization, and you make up all these things you do together. So the safer space guidelines are done together with the whole team. When you're talking about how racism is, then you are, this is something that you train the whole team. So everybody should be included in all the, and when you are, the values, that is something that the whole team takes up and you think about it and you deal with this.
I think it was a very good discussion on some very strong points and topics. And I really want to thank you for taking the time to be on my this new podcast and for sharing some of your thoughts. And I would not say ideas, but maybe ideologies.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. And I'm very curious also to hear the other, what the other people are going to talk about in the podcast. And happy for this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.